This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fix bayonets, baby.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, let's run through a bunch of calls right now. Aaron in Washington, what do you think is coming up with the WikiLeaks tomorrow?
Alex, thank you for taking my call today. I just a couple things I wanted to thank you. I know that you don't like people thanking you, but you know you are the voice of the resistance. We are the resistance. So
thank you, brother.
Definitely want to thank you. Quick plug on your products: Nason Iodine X2, Super Male, Super Female, Oxy Powder. Use them. My wife loves them. I love them. Amazing products.
Thank you for the support.
So what I wanted to call in today. Go again.
Thank you, sir. You're the one that makes it possible. Please don't thank me. Thank you.
Okay. And I wanted to talk about the UN and the fact that they are, and this does have to do with the, Julian Assange and everything like taking over the internet. I noticed this on one of the posts dealing with the UN, and one of your commenters said about InfoWars being able to put up .onion sites or having mirrors so that if the .coms, .org, if anything like that gets shut down by the UN, it's a little bit harder for them to actually take down.
Absolutely. The problem is people then don't know where to find it that used to come to InfoWars. That's why folks have to send us their email so they can follow our free newsletter. So if something happens like that, we have a way to send you the new URL. That's why everyone has to go get the free newsletter, InfoWars.com/newsletter, to get exclusive videos, articles, promo codes, coupons, you name it. Everyone, only a fraction of our listeners, go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up there so that we can actually stay in contact with you.
Oh, yeah, and I am, and I've been, you know, I've been listening for over 10 years, former military, a lot of things that you have said over the years, you know, a lot of things that I've seen that I didn't really believe at first, you know, but until having people that said, well, now, wait a minute, this was different, you know, we saw it, and I definitely, you know, the InfoWars has definitely been a big part of that, and especially like back to the UN with what Roger Stone just said is that he went to an interview, and this interview, he said the technical supervisor said, we don't understand what just happened here. So if they are able, and we know that with the internet kill switches and with the with everything that they've got set up.
Oh, yeah, they can't just turn on your camera remotely for 15 years. They can go and do anything they want now.
Absolutely, and I mean, that's something that you've been spearheading and everything like that. So, but no, like just going back, and I'll let you go, and I appreciate the time. It's just, yeah, having the people that you have on the newsletters, all of the info warriors that are signed up on your site and everything like that, I'm sure that if once a couple of those .onion sites are set up by your guys, you know, having those links put out to the info warriors that are on your site. And then
no, I totally agree. We need to create clones of the site every day that are .onions and other systems, and then start promoting, hey, get on the newsletter, hey, get these URLs and start creating clones of the sites ahead of this, because this is how they admit they're going to start shutting stuff off, not worldwide at first, but countrywide in different nations. I mean, it's here. The UN is now in control with a multinational consortium with George Soros over the internet. We have his own emails. The plan is moving forward. Please don't thank me for letting you talk. You're super smart, smarter than I am. God bless you, Aaron. Let's cram in another call here. Let's talk to Cameron in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Cameron.
Hello.
How are you doing today? How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, I'm a culture anthropologist out of Missouri, and what I do is stats for a living, so I want to talk about these BS stats. I really do. There's a lot of crazy things I'm seeing out of Road Clear Politics and whatever else that are just not even close to being reality. And one of the things that really is really obvious to me is how Monoth and a quantity of others have been just really skewing things. I mean, have you kind of, is this something we've talked
about? There's a lot of ways they're doing it, like sampling almost double more Democrats than Republicans in a poll. That's one obvious way to skew. What else are you saying?
Well, right now, the main one is just basically trying to take certain polls and push them out as far as humanly possible.
That's what they do. They cherry pick polls. Stan, I'm going to come back to you, finish up the hand of the baton tonight, because he's got a lot to cover today, but I want to come back with you and talk about that, because they will pick polls, the few that she won last Monday and last Tuesday, and then now, a week later, didn't you know she won all the polls? So they're clearly creating a perception management system. I mean, if they had polls that were, you know, the same methodology or whatever, then I would say, okay, you know, she's winning, but they're not. I mean, take what CNN did last Monday. They sampled 500-something people, and 40-plus percent were Democrats, 20-something percent Republicans. I mean, right there, it's a joke, people.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This transmission is coming to you.
It is Monday, the third day of October, 2016. We are now only 35 days out from the historic November 8th election. Americanism, not globalism, the VR maximum. That's what Donald Trump said back in Cleveland in July. And it has the New World Order panicking today. You're listening to the undisputed number one voice in resistance to global tyranny. This is the Alex Jones Show. All right, I've got to go plan with the crew what's coming up tonight. 2:30 in the morning, we're going to kick off. 30 minutes in, this shadowy German conference is going to begin. We're going to get lined up to have feeds for InfoWars.com viewers and listeners. We'll fire up a YouTube feed as well of the WikiLeaks press conference. And we'll have coverage of it, coverage of the documents come out. We'll have a feed as well. We're working to do it. And so that's tonight. I'm going to be staying up. Please spread that link out to everybody. And out of our skeleton crew, whoever volunteers will be here tonight. Paul Watson already wants to be part of it. That is in the middle of the night, 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern, Infowars.com/show. We're going to add the YouTube event feed. We're going to add our own internal feed for everybody. And it's going to be big. Cameron in Missouri you were holding over. Yes, I'm aware of the sampling basically double the Democrats in the CNN poll last week. I thought it was bad when Reuters would sample 15% more Democrats than Republicans. It's who they call. It's what they do. They take polls when Trump wins most of the polls. They pick a few polls and push those where he lost. But you're saying you're somebody that studies real-time anthropology, cultural anthropology. From your perspective, why are you saying these are skewed?
Oh, quite. I mean, Quinnipiac and Monadnock are probably the worst ones when you get right into it. But, I mean, if you look at it for what they are, it's just ridiculous. It's so far out off the mean and well off into like outlier territory sometimes in certain places. And it's insane. And what cracks me up the most about it is how, if you watch the trends and how they move, you'll see the Trump trend move in the same way, the same upper mobility that the Clinton one will do at the same time. And they'll stay parallel to each other as it goes up. So it's obvious you can see how they're skewing it. It's crazy. And you'll never see things like that ever, because if you take one away from one group, you usually have something
added. Sure, I get it. Normally polls move in the opposite directions. But you're seeing them all pegged together, basically.
Exactly. And I realize you wanted to talk about the WikiLeaks thing today, and that's the reason I called in. But the one thing that I really thought was interesting, when you take a look at the map as it's set up by Real Clear Politics right now, there is a very well possibility you have a tie. The way it's set up right now between the Clinton and Trump.
Sure, it's just 268 against each other, 268 in the Electoral College. But that's with Real Clear Politics giving Florida to Hillary when most polls have shown he's been way ahead. Suddenly they're claiming they're neck and neck. Who really buys that? They're claiming, well, right-wing Cubans are mad he wanted to do business in Cuba. She's the one that opened Cuba up. I mean, it's just when you know what they're saying, you know it's pure bull. Thank you, Cameron. We've got Anne Marie and Warren and Matt and others on what they think is going to be coming out, and Chris in Florida and others. But I'm going to hand the baton to David Knight. And then coming up this evening, if you're up at 2:30 Central, we're going to be here. If not, once you wake up in the morning, it'll be archived at Infowars.com, the live feed. So we have a first look and first analysis and first take before the enemy gets their spin in. So that video and those reports will be posted to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. With all the internet censorship and things that are happening, please don't take the sites for granted. We can always put up new sites on the web, but they can take down our main URLs. That's why we need to have your email contact to be able to contact you to be able to bypass the censors. I mean, we may have to upload a video ourselves on our server and then send you a link. I mean, it's things like that that more and more we're already having to do. The censorship is intensifying because we're on target. Again, it's very, very humbling to have all of you call in and have your support. Thank you for your support. We are running 33% off on solar power generators and controllers at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new probiotic the biome defense as well at InfoWarsLife.com. But I'm going to go ahead and hand the baton to David Knight. The nightly news is also on tonight, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. If we're the deplorables, people working for the system are on the wrong side of history. They are the delusionals. David Knight from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas.
Thank you, Alex. Let's go to some of the calls, and we're going to also, we've got some news we're going to cover at the bottom of the hour. We've got a trade war that has developed between the United States and Germany. That's what really is behind this Deutsche Bank issue, and it's a very serious trade war, and I'm going to go back and take a look at this. This goes back, I believe, it's a tit-for-tat going back, as Zero Hedge pointed out, going back to the Apple fines, but I think it goes.
And by the way, 6 months before, just interrupted, I say I'm punching out, but I wanted to cover this. Cover of the New York Times Saturday admitted Deutsche Bank could be worse than 2007, 2008. Exactly what we said 6 months ago. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's pretty unreasonable that this would go back until 2008. They're just now coming after them nearly 8 years later. Actually, this is stuff that happened before 2008. So we're looking at something that's about 10 years old. They just happened to decide that they would do this at the same time the Germans put a fine on Apple. But I think it goes back even further than that. I think the Apple issue was a retaliation against the out-of-control regulations from the Obama administration on Volkswagen, trying to put them out of business. So you see, what we have here is a trade war that is not being fought to protect countries, a trade war that is being fought to protect preferred corporations. That's exactly what we got, folks. We have a globalist government. We have trade treaties that are written by these corporations to protect these corporations. And this is what we see happening right now. They want to tell us, hey, without globalism, you're going to have all kinds of trade wars. Folks, you're going to have massive trade wars with globalism. There's always protected interests involved. The question is, whose interests are being protected? We're also going to talk about a Texas lawmaker who's proposing to teach teens how to interact with the police. Really? I think he's got that upside down, as well as more revelations about illegal voters, voter fraud in Virginia. This is something that just keeps going and going and expanding. So we're going to talk about that. But first, let's go to some of our callers. Anna Marie in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
God bless you. God bless you for what you do. God bless you. Assange's October surprise will finally get her indicted. Too many people are waking up to these prostitutes, these castrated traitors that are the media.
Let me ask you, do you think that, you know, do you think that he's going to have any information that would cause Hillary Clinton to be indicted? I mean, we had the FBI director list felony after felony that she created, said she sent and received classified emails. She altered this stuff. She deleted data. But, you know, there was no criminal intent here, so I'm going to let her go. This is a guy who has worked for her for decades. His law firm and Loretta Lynch's law firm used to prepare her taxes. He used to be on HSBC's board, the same people that Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder gave a pass to multiple times for money laundering for drug cartels and terrorist organizations. Do you really think that there'll be any information there that would ever get her prosecuted for anything? I'm curious.
What do you think? If Hillary provided arms to ISIS, would that completely implode her campaign if there's irrefutable, indisputable, and dire proof from emails?
I don't think so. I don't think so, because you know what? I've talked to the Democrats at the DNC. I talked to them about the email situations, which is very clear cut. And it just does not register to them. It is a see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil of Hillary Clinton. It doesn't matter. You could have video footage of her cutting people's heads off, wearing orange jumpsuits, and I don't think anything would happen to her. I think the only way we're going to punish her is to shut down her lifelong political ambition. That's the only punishment I think you're going to get against Hillary Clinton. If we can defeat her, if she doesn't rig the elections, I think that's the only punishment she can get. And I think that's one of the best reasons to go vote is to shut down and punish Hillary Clinton. Nothing could if she loses this election, you are going to hear this shriek coming out of Washington, D.C., or wherever she's holed up at this point, that is going to be blood-curdling. I mean, she's going to be melting like the Wicked Witch. That's the only way that you're ever going to be able to punish her. I don't think you're going to be able to send her to jail even after the election if Trump wins. But I think that would be enough punishment for her. That would be a fate worse than death for Hillary Clinton, somebody who desires power that much.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to happen. The media wouldn't even turn the cameras around to show the 15,000 people at the venue at Mannheim on Saturday night. Trump asked the press three times, turn the cameras around and show all these people, and they would not do it.
That's right. And then when they have her rallies, what they do is they pack everybody together up close and they get a group shot to make it seem like there's a massive crowd. You can play those games. I've seen that done many a time at political rallies, believe me. And that's exactly what they're doing, trying to create an equivalence. They're trying to ignore the reality. And the question is, and we all know what the truth is if we're paying attention. But there's a large group of people here. I guess this is what the debates are about, trying to reach the low information or no information voters. There's a reason they're low information, no information. They don't know. They don't care. And it's really hard to say what they're going to be focused on. I'm really not sure. So I'm very pessimistic about it, but I do think that that is the best way to shut Hillary Clinton down. And I think that if people show up in sufficient numbers, if it is a true landslide like we see with the events that the two of them are going, if it's that skewed at the election polls, I think what they will do is allow him to proceed and then attempt in another way to shut Donald Trump down, like infiltrating him with people from the Council on Foreign Relations, other neocons, populating his State Department like they did Ronald Reagan with 300 people from the Council on Foreign Relations after the election. I think it was about 360 people they put in with Ronald Reagan because he wasn't a member. He wasn't part of the club. So they saturated the bureaucracy with people after the election.
Well, I know there's a lot of people waiting to get on. I'm not going to take up much of your time, but there's something I wanted to you watch the debate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't. I was kind of over in the back just responding to some clips that they gave me. So I didn't get a back and forth of the debate. I've just seen bits and pieces of it. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, at the end of the debate, Mr. Trump patted this wretched being that he calls a criminal on the back. Now, I understand the handshaking. Maybe that's a necessary evil. But the back patting at the end of the debate?
Maybe he was checking for some wires and advice. We've seen that she had some kind of concealed carry. We don't know exactly what that was, but I think he was too deferential. I agree with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A couple of people on the phone to talk to us about that. After that, we're going to talk about a gun show that is having, again, this is another movement by the Department of Homeland Security, this time by Immigration, Customs Enforcement, ICE. All these different branches of Homeland Security are now going around to gun shows. This is not something new, but yet it's happening yet again. More evidence of it happening with more agencies doing this, going to gun shows and capturing people's license plates. That kind of surveillance, you know. The kind of old-fashioned surveillance, but still a violation of your Fourth Amendment rights, something you should be very concerned about. We're also going to talk about 1,000 illegal voters in 8 Virginia localities. A Texas lawmaker proposes a bill to teach teens how to interact with the police, and also what's going on with Deutsche Bank. All that's going to be coming up in the news. But before we get to that and before we get to our callers, I just want to remind you that we have a new product, Biome Defense. It's the first ever probiotic that we've had at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a superior blend of live and active cultures from 23 different probiotic strains known to support digestion and intestinal function. So you can find this at InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at this. Understand that gut health is one of the most important factors in your immune system being able to fight off disease and infection. This is a lot of research that's come out in the last year talking about just how important gut health is. Of course, Dr. Group has been talking about that for a very long time. Many people already knew that, but now it is becoming mainstream. People are beginning to understand the effect of probiotics on your gut health. Again, this is 23 different probiotic strains, very important, very high quality, produced in the U.S. Also, you can get it in ultra strength or in regular strength formulations. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. Start charging your gut health with our ultra high quality probiotics. Also, our solar base station power supply is now 33% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget to check out our free app. You can stay informed and up to date all the time with our content, whether it's articles or video reports, as well as broadcasts of the radio show. Also available if you want to watch the show, because we do a lot of visual stuff on our radio show. We also have a video feed of that that's available through that new app as well, and that is free. So be sure to check that out. Let's go to our callers right now. Let's go to Warren in Georgia. Go ahead, Warren.
Hey, David. Hey. Great to be on the show.
So I'm calling
about the WikiLeaks dump tonight, and, you know, I'm really at this point in time, this is actually my first election to vote in, and I think at this point in time, nothing really surprises me anymore. So I'm not really sure what could be so devastating to Clinton that Julian Assange might have. But I really think that whatever it is, it's just going to connect the dots and expose who she really is and just legitimize everything we've been trying to expose and talk about.
Well, I think it'll energize Trump's base. It may convince some people who have not been paying attention. It may be so shocking that it will convince them. But, you know, for the people who are hardcore Democrat supporters, they have so bought into this team situation, identifying with this. There is absolutely nothing, I think, that's going to come out that's going to convince their minds. I could be wrong. I hope I am. They should wake up. They should understand what is going on with this. And they should have, a long time ago, pushed back against the idea that every 4 years we're electing a dictator. They were just fine with that, as long as it was a dictator that they liked. Now that it's somebody on the other side of the political spectrum, they're frightened to death because they're down with this whole president as dictator thing. So I think that's something that the Democrats should start to take a very close look at. Thank you so much. I want to rush and get these other callers. Thank you, Warren. Let's go to Matt in Ohio. Matt?
Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I think that the Hillary's biggest Achilles heel has got to be Libya. And the reason I say that is because, you know, the evidence shows that it was really a campaign of mass murder that was waged on the Libyan people. And
yes,
if the election ever goes to, you know, mass murderer versus whatever politically incorrect businessman, you know, the mass murderer is going to lose every time.
And we also need to understand that what she was doing there was essentially throwing the sub-Saharan Africans, mostly black, under the bus to support the people who then became ISIS. And they were talking about how they would shoot non-Libyans on sight. Well, how did they know they were non-Libyans? Well, they were black people that were coming in there. They would identify them as such. And it was Gaddafi that was helping sub-Saharan Africa to try to get independence, not only the massive oil reserves, but also with massive water reserves, also with gold and silver that he had set aside to back his currency in direct competition to the bankers. We've already seen this revealed in the emails. Now, if we get more detail from that, it'll be very damaging for her if it spells it out more succinctly, more clearly. But we've already had that spelled out. We've already told people about it, but the people who don't want to hear it don't hear it. But go ahead.
You should look for a guest, Jim and Joanne Moriarty. They were business people. They owned a oil well restoration company.
Okay, I got about 5 seconds.
Libya.
All right, we got to go to a break. Thank you so much, Matt in Ohio. Again, tonight we're going to see a massive dump of documents from WikiLeaks that Julian Assange has been talking about for quite some time. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for the rest of this hour. I want to take a look at how the world is devolving into warfare. And of course, we've talked in the past about the Middle East wars. How we have created ISIS. We're just talking to a caller saying, you know, what are these revelations tonight going to be about? Are they going to be about Libya? That's where Hillary Clinton set the Middle East on fire, where she armed ISIS, made it essentially the base camp for ISIS, and then moved this conflict into Syria and into Iraq. But at the same time, we've also had our State Department, Victoria Nuland, George Soros, and others began civil wars in the Ukraine and the Crimea, going right to the doorstep of Russia, and then threatening this last week that if Russia interferes with, if they wish, they can interfere with Russia, I should say, in Syria, and ground the Syrian Air Force, ground the Russian Air Force. We had General Petraeus talking to Charlie Rose, it was Wednesday or Thursday last week, saying it's not too late to declare the area a no-fly zone and just tell them we're going to shut down anything and we're going to shoot down anything that you put up in the air. And that goes for the Russians as well. He says, we don't have to put planes in. We can do it with cruise missiles. We can do it with other types of missiles. You know, it's going to be no cost at all to us, is what he's trying to tell people. We're so superior, we can tell the Russians what to do, and they'll just have to do it. They're flirting with a world war, with a hot war. They've already restarted the Cold War. Are they going to start World War III? And then the question is, what about economic war? What about a trade war? You know, we're told that we have to have globalism, because if we don't have globalism, we're going to fall into a trade war and another Great Depression, because they always sell this false narrative that the Great Depression was created by the passage of the Smoot-Hawley Trade Act. You can even see that in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, okay? Where he's sitting there, you know, telling the kids, Bueller, you know what created this? And you got the very dry economics professor going through telling them the false origins of the Great Depression. No, actually, you know, it was the Federal Reserve chairman himself, Bernanke, said, yeah, we caused the Depression. The Federal Reserve caused it. Sorry about that. We won't do it again. Well, it can be started by a number of things. Protectionism can, in fact, start trade wars that can turn into depressions. But today, if we have a trade war, I want to show you what's going on now with Deutsche Bank. This is a very serious situation. First of all, what's happening there? Well, we've got articles that we've put up on Drudge. You can see them on the Drudge Report as well as on our site. Zero Hedge has one. Some Deutsche Bank clients are unable to access cash due to, quote, IT outage. Now, this is a situation, they say, the bank suffered a further blow. This is as it's reported by Reuters and Handelsblatt, a German press organization. They say Deutsche Bank suffered a further blow to its image this weekend with a third IT outage in the space of a few months on Saturday that, quote, prevented some customers from getting access to their money for a short time. Among rumors that about state aid, the dramatic fall in stock price and an attack by hedge funds on the most important domestic bank, now come reports of a new IT glitch where customers cannot access their cash because it is blocked. And so when the customers say, I'm stunned, I can't make weekend purchases, I can't get cash out, I can't pay by card, that's what happens, folks, when you put your money in the bank and there's a run on the bank and it goes down. Just go back to It's a Wonderful Life. Take a look at what happened with that. It shows you, because nobody in living memory really understands the runs on the banks as part of the Great Depression. So that's a very serious consequence of that. But Financial Times breaks it down this way. They say analysts think that the market jitters over the massive fine that's been imposed by against Deutsche Bank by the United States, and that's what we're going to talk about next, have exposed much deeper structural weaknesses that are plaguing Europe's banking system. It's actually plaguing Europe's entire economic system. Things like negative interest rates, weak economic growth, and tightening regulation. Okay, that's the situation in Europe. And that's why they're playing with fire. They're playing with fire there with this, with these fines against Deutsche Bank in the same way that the Obama administration is playing with fire in Syria and Iraq and the Ukraine. They are bringing this up to the cusp of warfare, whether it is real warfare or economic warfare. This administration and Hillary Clinton are hell-bent on creating chaos and destruction throughout the world. You have to understand that. You have to understand they want to burn the system down so they can rebuild their own new system with themselves at top, at the top, all right? Now, Zero Hedge had a very interesting article breaking this down. German politicians accuse the U.S. of economic warfare against the Deutsche Bank. He said, when we first heard the news that the U.S. Department of Justice, that'd be the same people who see absolutely no crime with Hillary Clinton's thousands of felony violations of national security, the religion that we have based our government upon, the same U.S. Department of Justice has slapped Deutsche Bank with a $14 billion settlement. They did it on September 15th. And they say it's a number that looked oddly similar to the $14 billion fine that the EU had slapped on Apple just a few days before. Isn't that interesting timing? Here we have a situation, and you understand what they're coming after them for. They're saying, you did some speculative investment before the 2008 global financial crisis. This is something they're talking about that is about 10 years old. And they happened to do it. They happened to wait for 10 years to come after Deutsche Bank. But they did it a couple of days after the EU. And understand, Germany is the EU, folks. They run the EU. So you can talk about the EU or you can talk about Germany. They are in this, you can't distinguish between the two of them. So they wait for 10 years. And they say, well, you know, all this speculation stuff that ran up, created the banking bubble of 2008, the financial crisis. We're going to come against Deutsche Bank now, 10 years later. We're going to do it a couple of days after the EU slash Germany puts a $14 billion fine on Apple. And guess what the fine against Deutsche Bank is going to be? The same amount of money they just fined Apple for, $14 billion. Isn't it really obvious? And we've had German politicians making the point as well. German Parliament Economics Committee Chairman said the move against Deutsche Bank has the characteristics of economic war. He says the U.S. has a long tradition of using every available opportunity to wage what amounted to a trade war if it benefits their own economy. And another German politician, also a Merkel ally, said the Deutsche Bank investigation is a tit-for-tat response from the U.S. Department of Justice after Brussels imposed a record 13 billion euro penalty against Apple's tax misdoings in Europe. And then Zero Hedge goes on to point out it's not just Apple, however. This year, Germany's Volkswagen agreed that they would have to pay a $16.5 billion fine in the U.S. for cheating on American diesel vehicle air pollution tests between 2008 and 2015. And let's put this in perspective. I talked to Eric Peters. We've had his article. Eric Peters has an auto blog. He's a libertarian in his philosophy. And he correctly pointed out that this situation with VW is not anything that threatens anybody's lives. Okay, you can go back and you can look at the fines that they put against Ford Motor Company with the exploding Pinto when it was hit in the back. Or after that, we had the SUV tip-over issues where a lot of people were killed in all of those different instances. Or look at the situation that's currently ongoing with airbags. A lot of millions upon millions of airbags from a lot of different automobile manufacturers. And yet, all of these life-threatening things don't get anywhere close to a fraction of what they're coming after VW for. And I forget what the numbers were for Ford, but it was something like 10% of what they're coming after Volkswagen. This could shut Volkswagen down. And they brought Volkswagen to heel with this, and now Volkswagen is going to come out with an electric car because that's what they wanted. They wanted to shut down diesel completely. Why? Because even though they can make very clean diesel engines that are more fuel efficient and that are more environmentally friendly, quite frankly, folks, when you look at the life cycle energy requirements and the disposal of these dirty batteries, this technology that we have right now. So it's technology we have, technology that is very clean, that can be used even to take out the particulate matter, but very fuel efficient and far more economical for the customer than an electric car. When you look over the life cycle, you have to replace these batteries after a few years. They don't last that long. The diesel engines last forever. Okay? They wanted to get rid of diesels. They want to get rid of all carbon fuels, okay? And that was the gun to their head. And if they'll tell VW, if you'll play along and make an electric vehicle, we'll find some way to work this out for you, perhaps. I don't know. But I think this is where it really started. I think first we had the Obama administration decide that for their carbon fantasy that they're using to create and fund a world government, the carbon taxes are going to be used to fund a world government. They have to have a worldwide cause to create a global government, and that is their carbon fantasy, okay? Their global human-caused global warming. That's what they have to that's what they came up with to push this. And we've talked about this in detail, so I'm not going to go into that. But they came up with that. That's what they really wanted to push. So they came after Volkswagen and hammered them with a fine that could extinguish that company. And they're continuing to go with that. And I think that was the initial salvo. Then Germany comes back and goes after Apple. Then immediately the U.S. comes back and goes after Deutsche Bank for something that happened 10 years ago, just a couple of days after they went after Apple. So here's what's going on, folks. The globalists tell you we cannot have trade deals that are in the interest of America or trade deals that are in the interest of Britain or whatever. You cannot negotiate trade deals that are in the interest of your people, in the interest of your country. Because that would shut down the trade deals that are in the interest of the massive corporations. And you can't see that any more clearly than when these guys would create a worldwide economic war that could possibly bust the European political system. They will do that to protect the corporations that run the government, the corporations, the multinational corporations that are the government. Can't you see that the multinational corporations that wrote the TPP are the government? They write this in secret without any input from our elected representatives. They ram this thing through with the cooperation of both Democrats and Republicans at the top and say, you're not going to be allowed to look at this. And when we have one senator, Senator Sessions, who takes a look at it and gives a presentation, they completely ignore it. And they say, we're going to pass these things once they're brought up. We're going to bring them to the floor. And we're going to run these things through without any debate, without any amendment, and you're not going to have any say-so on it. And Senator Sessions, who has read this and warned us about it, said it's going to create a living document, is what it is. And it's going to create a commission outside of all of these countries that is going to be above the countries. They're going to manage our trade. They're going to manage our economy, and we're going to have absolutely nothing to say about it. And they can bring in any country they want to at that point in time. They're saying this is a defense against China. They can bring in China the day after they create this unaccountable commission, this international commission. So that's what's really happening with globalism versus Americanism. You need to understand that. It's another trade war for the benefit of the corporations, not for the countries. Now, I want to talk about some other things I think impinge on individual liberty. We have a Texas lawmaker proposing a bill to teach teens how to interact with the police. This is a Breitbart story. This is a state Senate Democrat out of Houston. He announced on Thursday that he plans to file a bill mandating that schools teach students how to behave when they are stopped by officers for either traffic violations or for any other reason. Because you need to understand that whether it is a petty violation for a traffic infraction that they just want to shake you down for some money, or whether it is stop and frisk, you need to understand that in America today, folks, you are guilty until proven innocent. That's the operating principle. It started with the IRS, and now every bureaucracy is doing it, and now the police on the street are doing it. Not only are you guilty until proven innocent, but you are also an armed killer until proven unarmed and safe by the police. And they will treat you as such. They feel they have a right to shoot you on sight if they want to. So now, instead of getting the police trained, instead of getting the police under control, they're now going to take our children that we have put in schools that operate like prisons with prison guards and cops who taser, who arrest, who brutalize students whenever they violate any of their petty rules. Now we are going to have the students learn how to behave in an authoritarian police state. An important survival tip, because they're not about to change what's going on. That's the sad situation in America. It makes me furious when I look at stuff like this. Texas lawmaker proposes to teach you how to lick the boots of the police state. The hell with them. All right, let's talk about the next attack on our individual liberty. The jury is out on citizen jurors. This is an article that's on the Daily Caller. And they take to task a guy who wrote an op-ed piece for the Investor's Business Daily. His name is Yuri Benetik, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. And if I'm not, sorry, Yuri, I really don't care. It says he wants to scrap the existing juror selection system and put in panels of professional jurors. Because you know what? Citizens are ill-prepared, he says, to handle complex issues. Well, maybe the laws are too complex. And maybe what we need are some citizens with backbones who understand that when the laws become sufficiently complex, it's the same as having no law at all, and the government can do whatever it wishes. And their first responsibility is to set in judgment of the law. Now, clearly we understand that if violent crime is involved, if you have raped somebody like Bill Clinton, unless you're a Clinton or something, if you've raped somebody, you should be punished. The Clintons, of course, they get a pass, okay? But if you have committed a violent crime against somebody, there's no question in an ordinary citizen's mind, unless they're blinded by political loyalties, that rape is wrong, or that shooting or killing somebody is wrong. So we don't have to question the laws against rape or murder. But we do need to question the laws against tax violations, or the laws against traffic violations, or the laws against illegal drug prohibition that was created by the UN. And we need to sit there as jurors and say, like they did during alcohol prohibition, you know what? Alcohol prohibition is the law of the land. Alcohol prohibition at the time had been passed with a constitutional amendment, which we never bothered to do with drug prohibition. Therefore, drug prohibition laws are null and void, and every juror ought to be allowing, ought to be releasing people who are brought before them. Because even when it was done properly, people saw how abusive it was. And even during alcohol prohibition, they came after the people who were selling the drugs, the alcohol. They came after the bootleggers. They came after the Al Capones or whatever. And even then, they said, you know what? I don't think we ought to send these people to jail just for selling alcohol. But today, we come after the end user. Today, we come after the kids. And we lock them up. Thank you, Clintons and Bushes and even Reagans, okay, and Obamas. We lock them up for things that should not even be a crime, for things that are not even legally prohibited under the Constitution. There is no authority in the Constitution to prohibit marijuana, to prohibit cocaine, to prohibit heroin. If you think those things can be solved with prohibition, with legal prohibition, you're a fool after 45 years. But if you want to do it, be my guest. Pass the constitutional amendment. Until you do that, you're violating the law. When we come back, we're going to talk about Bill Clinton's mixed-race son. And I'm not really so sure that this is something that's going to work out to Trump's advantage. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. And it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold-silver IRA.
A private storage gold-silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold-silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
back to the Alex Jones Show. Our last segment here. I want to talk about Bill Clinton and his new love child. That is not new, but the one that's now being publicized all over the media. We've been talking about it for years. But before we get to that, I just want to remind you that we have a new product at InfoWarsLife.com, Biome Defense. Again, you can get it in ultra strength or regular strength. Either way, it is a superior blend of live and active cultures from 23 different probiotic strains known to support digestion and intestinal function. And also, as we've seen from much research, it has a key effect on your entire immune system, your ability to fight off diseases. Very important for your health to have good probiotics. It's the first time we've ever offered this, and it is a very high quality made in the U.S. product. Also, we have 33% off InfoWars solar base station power supply. It is not only, it lasts 8 times longer than a typical unit, and it is portable. You can hook it up to whatever you wish. You can even take it along with you. The whole thing breaks down and is transportable, as you can see in that video right there. You can see that at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, our free app from InfoWars, InfoWars Live app. You can get the radio broadcast in either audio or video format. You can see all of our articles as well as special reports. And for events like we're going to have tonight, the live coverage of Julian Assange's revelations that he's been promising for a long time. It's great to have something on your phone that puts that all at your fingertips, and that is free, InfoWars Live app. Now, let's look at the real quickly at the situation developing with Bill Clinton. And before I do, I want to just cover this story. It was on Breitbart. I saw this yesterday. The BBC has fired yet another very popular person on the network because they're white and male. And I say another because we saw this happen already with Jeremy Clarkson. Now, with Jeremy Clarkson, they blamed him on the fact that he took a swipe at one of the producers. They'd been working for like 12 hours. He came back, and the guy that was in charge of getting food had no food. He lost it and took a swipe at the guy. Okay, so they said, that's it. That's the last straw. But they'd been wanting to get rid of Jeremy Clarkson for a long time. He was a thorn in their side because he wasn't politically correct. And nowhere is political correctness valued more than at the BBC. And that program, Top Gear, was the most popular, most lucrative program that they had on the BBC. Now we've got a guy, John Holmes. He's been on Radio 4's The Now Show for the last 18 years. Also co-created another program that they had. He has won 2 BAFTAs. I think that's the equivalent in the UK of an Emmy that we have here for TV awards, 8 Sony Awards, and 2 British Comedy Awards. This is a guy who produces, right? But he's been fired. Why was he fired? Because he's a white male. He tweeted out, "Sad to announce that I've been axed from the BBC Now show as, quote, we want to recast with more women and diversity, unquote. Tsk, tsk," he said. "And I didn't even punch a producer." Yeah, that's the way this is going. Now, he said he spoke out on an exclusive interview with the Mail on Sunday. He said he was not the only person who has been rejected by the BBC because of what they call positive discrimination. Isn't that nice? It's positive discrimination when you're racist and you're sexist. If you're racist and sexist against the right people, see, it's a great thing. No, it's not a colorblind society. It's not the society Martin Luther King talked about where you're treated as an individual. No, as a matter of fact, I didn't even get to Bill Clinton, didn't get to my take on it. But I just want to mention this. If you think this is about race, if you think this is about elevating people, understand, as we see, and I think this was on Drudge Report, New Smithsonian Museum hails Anita Hill, but barely mentions Clarence Thomas. Why would that be? Because they always called Clarence Thomas an Uncle Tom. I'll never forget Joe Biden coming after him viciously because he supported natural rights. The idea that all men are created equal, that they should be treated as individuals. They can't stand that. They want to put you in groups to control you. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.